Okay. Hi, I'm Scott McDonald, Dane County Clerk. I am pleased to announce that due to switching to WPS Data Solutions, Dane County voters will receive their absentee ballot in the mail about a week earlier than this time last year. So please be on the lookout in your mailbox for your ballot. Also, don't wait to return your ballot. Return it as soon as possible. Over the last few years, the U.S. Postal Service delivery of mail has been markedly slower. Mail now goes to Milwaukee and back instead of to a Milwaukee street on the east side of Madison and back. This additional week will allow time for voters to return their ballot by Election Day to ensure that it is counted. As you know, Wisconsin does not accept absentee ballots after Election Day. They will not be counted, unlike other states. I want to reiterate that this change is a dramatic improvement in the print time for Dane County. The high spring turnout and large population of Dane County can be a challenge printing ballots in a short window of time. April is by far our most difficult ballot development and printing time frame of the election year. The dramatic improvement also comes with a smaller price tag. Dane County taxpayers will be paying $100,000 less under the new contract with WPS Data Solutions. With that, I want to introduce Lydia McComas, the City of Madison Clerk, to talk about their plan to mail absentee ballots sooner and their new process printing poll books with WPS.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lydia McComas. I'm going to start by thanking Clerk McDonald for his work helping municipalities across Dane County. And thank you to WPS for hosting us today. I want to also acknowledge that elections can't be done without our poll workers. They're our neighbors, friends, and family who are serving our community, and I'm so grateful for them. In the city of Madison, my office is receiving absentee ballots earlier, which means 15,000 people who've already requested absentee ballots will get their ballots a week earlier. We'll start sending out ballots on Monday. Staff are processing all of them right now. They got delivered yesterday, thanks WPS, and we'll be ready to send them out on Monday, which is exciting. Like Scott said, this will ensure that even with slower times from the post office, that absentee ballots will arrive by Election Day so that they can be counted. I'm also happy about this news because Madison is a college town. We have lots of students voting abroad, living abroad, studying abroad, and we have lots of overseas voters, too. And it can take a long time for ballots to get mailed overseas and to come back from overseas. So this extra week will allow folks to get their ballots into us. I also encourage everyone who wants to vote absentee by mail to apply as soon as possible. Apply today and we'll get your ballot out early next week. You can apply at the My Vote Wisconsin website. You can also track your ballot at My Vote Wisconsin through the whole process. So once you request, you can see that you've requested it. You can see that our office has mailed it out. And then once you return it, you'll see that our office has received it. So that's a great way to know that your ballot has been received by our office. The other thing is the best thing that you can do when you receive your absentee ballot is carefully read the instructions that we send. We send them in English and Spanish, and I think we're sending in a few different languages this year, too. So please make sure you read those instructions carefully. If for whatever reason you don't want to mail your ballot back or it's the week before the election, please either drop your ballot off at our office at an in-person absentee voting location or in a drop box. In Madison, we have 14 drop boxes secure around the city. They're outside of your neighborhood fire stations. We have a couple outside libraries, and they're a great way to make sure that your ballot gets back. They're open 2 weeks before Election Day, and they close the day before Election Day, the Monday, at 5 p.m. You can use those drop boxes starting 2 weeks before the election again. Please make sure, again, that your ballot gets back to our office, to the city clerk's office, by Election Day. If we don't receive it by Election Day, it cannot be counted. Again, that's why this extra week is so vital, to make sure that absentee ballots get to our office. In addition to the ballots, WPS is also helping us print poll books. In the past, Madison had had another vendor printing poll books for us, and we had to print them a week ahead of the election. Now we print them the weekend before the election, which allows much more accuracy, ensuring that we capture everyone who's absentee voted in the poll books. This went extremely well for February. That was the first time that we had WPS print the poll books, and they were much faster than they had even promised, which is excellent. And we're looking forward to using them again for April. It's also increased the accuracy, and it reduced burden on our chief inspectors for the administrative work that they have to do to prepare for Election Day. This is just one of the many new safeguards we've put into place in 2025 and 2026. And we have lots of new procedures in place for how we track absentee ballots from our facilities to the Election Day polling places. We're also providing more information to election inspectors on Election Day to make sure that they know how many absentee ballots they should expect, how many absentee ballots we received for their polling place, and how many they need to count on Election Day. They have a list of people who should whose ballots they should receive and a number that they need to make sure. And if they don't have that number, they call us immediately, and we rectify the situation. It takes a small army of civically minded residents to administer an election, and we are doing everything we can to provide straightforward, clear instructions with backup protocols so every ballot is counted. The Madison City Clerk's Office is committed to perpetual improvement. Again, I want to thank Clerk Scott McDonald and WPS for all helping all municipal clerks in Dane County. I'll be happy to answer any questions, but first I want to introduce Andrew McCready, Vice President of WPS Data Logistics.
All right. Well, good morning. As Lydia mentioned, I'm Andrew McCready. I'm Vice President of Data Logistics. With me today is Vicki Bernards, our Chief Financial and People Officer as well. Thanks for coming out here on a rainy Friday morning. The spring weather seems to have arrived, so that's great. But more importantly, we're here to talk about a very important topic. On behalf of Data Logistics, I want to say that we're proud and honored to support the elections in our hometown. WPS employs 400 Dane County residents, and we're extremely excited about the opportunity to help our local municipalities produce their election materials. Elections are foundational to our communities and the public trust. We understand the responsibility that comes with it, especially here in Wisconsin, where civic engagement runs deep. Our employees live and work in this community, and we take this seriously as we're producing these materials accurately, securely, and on time. While we're new to supporting Madison and Dane County elections, we are not new to secure government printing. WPS has been a federal contractor for 70 years and has extensive experience producing sensitive documents, including materials that contain protected health information and other protected data. We produce this work in support of our military members, veterans, Medicare recipients, and our private healthcare customers on a daily basis, ensuring accuracy, confidentiality, and reliability throughout the process. That work requires strict controls, strong data protections, and disciplined processes. We apply that same rigor to all of our ballot printing and all the work we're doing for Dane County and the City of Madison. All the ballot and poll book printing takes place in this facility. Access is extremely controlled. Files are handled throughout the defined procedures. Multiple quality checks are built into each step of production. From the moment we receive approved files to the final packaging, there are safeguards in place to protect accuracy and chain of custody. For this election, our team has already delivered ballots ahead of schedule, as Lydia mentioned, to the City of Madison, and we're in the final phases of printing the remaining ballots, which you'll see here in just a minute as we take a tour. We know that there's strong public interest in how election materials are produced. We welcome that interest and support transparency. Ultimately, our focus is simple: accurate, secure election materials delivered on time. We are grateful for the opportunity to partner with the City of Madison and Dane County, and we look forward to continuing to support elections in the great state of Wisconsin. So with that, I'll turn it back to Scott.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, so I'll sort of MC this part, take questions. I do want to mention a couple points. I've noticed Lydia has been very thorough about going through all the processes and making improvements. This, in particular, poll book improvement is pretty dramatic. A week in our world is a year, really, at this time. February to April is by far our most difficult cycle. So that is a major improvement for city voters. The level of security in this facility is something that we very much appreciate. You guys witnessed it coming in here. It's kind of top of the line, and that's really what Dane County needs right now in the current environment, is to have the level of security, the cameras, the security guards, everything around our printing process. So that's a major upgrade. I know this is it's not a very sexy part of government, but recruiting a new printer to print ballots for the state of Wisconsin is kind of a big deal. Waukesha had did not have bids on their ballot contract a couple of years ago. The industry is contracting, and so having a large printer switch into doing this is a benefit to the whole state. We were looking at different vendors. One was from Phoenix. I'd rather not have the ballots being trucked in from Phoenix. I mean, it would have been okay, but have keeping that local, I mean, almost walk here from the city county building is a big deal. So with that, open up to your questions for any one of us. And
what is this replacing? Like, what was last year versus right now?
Sure. The company last year was called Ad Madison, and they've been printing our ballots for a while. We were just really struggling with getting them right before the federal deadline to get ballots out, which I think is the 17th this year. I don't even need to know the day since we're like 10 days ahead of it right now. But under state and federal law, you have to get them out so that they can come back from like overseas, et cetera. So we were running right up on that date. One of the things that we do is we put color on our ballots so that you hand the correct ballot out to the voter. And, you know, we'll have a different school district. You'll go into a polling place in Blooming Grove, and there could be three different school districts. You need to hand them the right ballot, because there's no solving handing out the wrong ballot. That's a bad thing. But that printing of that color was taking time. WPS is also, I'm probably speaking for Andrew here, but they've automated a lot of processes that were being done manually before. So that's some of the ways they've been able to speed it up. Does that make sense? Yep.
Is the April election the first election that Dane County is using WPS as a contractor?
No, February was the first one.
Gotcha. And also, Clerk McComas mentioned that one of the changes Madison has adopted is printing the poll books closer to the election. Is that new timeline for printing the poll books being used for all communities in Dane County, or is that just for Madison?
Oh, I thought that was going to be a Lydia question. It turned into a Scott question. No, the Madison's poll books, there's so many of them, and the way they design them is so complicated, that your average, you know, town of Barrie just prints out their poll book, and it's not the same logistical issues that relates to Madison. So only, they're only doing Madison. Other communities have not had the same challenge just because of the size issue.
Did the city or county have any issues with February election?
I thought things went great. Actually, the problem was that ballots arrived and the clerks were like, why are they here so early? And they were happy, but they were surprised. So we, probably communication on my part, but like they're very happy with the professionalism, the timing, the labeling. Everything has been an improvement.
So no issues at the city level?
Correct, no issues. Yeah, I'll add, change can be hard for some of our chief inspectors, and so this was the first time that they had to come in the Monday before Election Day to go ahead and highlight all of the folks who voted, the thousands of folks who voted over the weekend at in-person absentee voting locations. But it took them 15 minutes to come in and do that. In the past, they would have even more voters that they had to highlight in the poll books because those voters had a week between the time that the poll books were printed and the time that Election Day came around, or the day before came around. So that was much improved. And while there was some trepidation about the new processes, everything went very smoothly in February.
And counting, too.
Yeah. Counting? Yes. Yes.
No, yeah. Everything went great. I will say, you know, part of why we wanted to have a press conference and get this word out is, so my kid goes to college in Ireland, didn't request a ballot, assumed it wouldn't get back on time. So we want to get this message out so that people who are living in other states because they're going to school or whatever they're doing overseas, they can think, well, actually, I might be able to complete this process and get my ballot back. I think that's a big deal. Brian.
Can you talk about what the ameliorate those security concerns.
Yeah, you don't want ballots loose in the world. They have, well, you know what? I'll let Andrew explain their security processes, and yeah, I don't need to answer every question.
Yeah, so generally, WPS, we staff 24/7 on-site security at all of our facilities. We operate this facility 24/5 currently. When we're printing ballots, we do operate on some weekend hours as well. But it goes back to chain of custody as well. When we get files, those are restricted. We are processing those. As Lydia mentioned, we've taken a lot of the processes that were happening manually at the city, and we've actually automated those so we can get faster results. And then as we go through the process, our team actually takes we ingest a spreadsheet that comes from the city with the number of ballots they've requested, what type of ballot they've requested, and we generate cover pages to go on each package. So it clearly identifies what's in that package as far as which ballot type it is, the coloring that Scott had mentioned, the quantity of ballots in there. So everything is tracked from start to finish, all the way to the delivery point. When our vehicles arrive, we get signatures from the clerk that we're delivering to, and all that's retained. So really just end-to-end ensuring that, as Scott mentioned, ballots aren't free in the world, and then we have control of those until we deliver it to the clerk. Does that answer your question?
I think so. So the problem you're trying to prevent is specifically ballot stuffing, people creating duplicate ballots and producing fake ballots. Is that the problem?
Well, I mean, the ballot has to have two initials of the chief inspectors on it. We have to have known that we sent them that ballot. There are a lot of other security features that go into that. I remember having conversations with state representatives about ballot stuffing, and I'm like, so we know how many signatures are in the poll book. That's how many ballots need to be in that box. How do you think the extra ballots are being counted? So, and then they were like, oh, yeah. But again, you don't want ballots out. We need those ballots. And one of the things we do in Dane County, and this is why it's helpful to have this end up saving us money, we order a lot of ballots. Last year, you guys were reporting on ballot shortages around the state. Did you report on that in Dane County? No, you did not. That's another way voters can be disenfranchised. One, not getting their ballot time and getting it back. Two, running long lines, ballot slowdowns at the polls. And we order a lot, and I'm proud of that. It's not like a bad thing. For this election, we there's a ballot for every registered voter for April. That's how many we're printing, which is a lot.
You mentioned that absentee ballots are going out a week earlier compared to past elections. Will the fact that those ballots are going out earlier have any effect on accuracy, i.e. preventing absentee ballots from going uncounted?
It wouldn't have any real effect on accuracy. It would just have, because if some states, they talk about, postmarks. We don't care about postmarks. Postmarks are irrelevant. It has to be in our hands at the polling place by 8 o'clock on election day. And so the fear more is that they arrive 2 days later, even though they were sent out as fast as possible, and then they don't get counted. That's really the issue, and it wouldn't be an accuracy issue. Well, we actually terminated the contract early with our previous vendor. We had conversations with multiple vendors, and it ended up being a sole source bid that the county board approved for WPS. And part of how that worked was everything you've heard today, and we were able to save money on it, substantial amount of money.
It's included in Dane County's contract, yeah. And before we agreed to that, or before we sort of signed up for that, WPS did give us a tour of the facilities. They printed out some example poll books, and they were fantastic, and that's why we chose to go with them.
Is there any cost
difference
compared to
the poll books? Slightly, yeah. I don't think we've gotten the bill yet from the county, but yeah, slightly.
Yeah, it's close.
Local election. Sure, I can take the second part, and then maybe I can swing the first part over to Scott. So one of the orders that the Wisconsin Election Commission had for the city of Madison was on printing poll books. And they asked that we print poll books a week before the election. We had been doing that. Sometimes it took 10 days before the election to print the poll books. Like Scott said, Madison has a lot of voters. We have a lot of complicated polling places with splits, and so the poll book production is quite complicated. But going with WPS, we're able to print those the weekend before the election, and so the accuracy of the poll books is far more than it had been. Like I said, printing the weekend before the election means that we have the people who voted in-person absentee up to that date that we generate the poll books in the poll book. So those folks are highlighted. They're in the poll book. WPS has an automated system to highlight those so that chief inspectors can see that that person voted. And on election day, that means that the chief inspectors and the election officials can see whose ballot they should expect. That was maybe not the case in the past. And so going forward and in February and going forward from February, we have increased accuracy. And I hope that that will increase public trust. Can I turn over the first portion of the question to you, Scott?
Sure. I already forgot it. So we'll go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating sometimes for us. Well, all the time it's frustrating. Trying to combat disinformation, misinformation. All we can do is try to be as transparent as possible. We're still the only county that publishes all of our ballot images on the web after every election. You can click through them all and count them yourself. We don't get open records requests like other places because we put everything out there so you can find it. And this is part of that process of showing you guys that we're making these continual improvements and dramatically improving the security. I mean, because of the federal contracts, this is state of the art for anyone who gets ballots printed in Wisconsin anyway. And I hope that they pick up other counties. You know, they have the capacity, no doubt about it. So that would be good for Dane County as well to have a company moving into this sector. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I wish it worked that way, you know, but I think for those people who are of goodwill, this is appreciated. And I think your average Dane County voter, they will appreciate this. It's a big step forward, and especially getting them out earlier. To me, I was very concerned about disenfranchising voters. Madison has a lot of people who don't, you know, who go away for grad school or coming back, whatever, and Peace Corps, all kinds of things. And so I worried that they weren't even asking for a ballot. So I'm excited about that side of it. I think this the water hose, fire hose of disinformation, I don't know how much this does for that, but yeah. I will say there is no nationalizing the elections. That's not a thing. We already got an executive order from this president. Nothing changed. So, anyway.
You mentioned that Dane County is mailing out its absentee ballots on Monday. Do you have a sense of how that compares to what timeline other localities across the state are doing this election for their absentee ballots?
That's a great question. Smaller counties, it's quick to print their ballots. So they haven't had this challenge at the same level we have. We have 290 plus ballot styles in Dane County. That dwarfs other counties except for maybe one or two. So this is more of a large county issue because we're printing 400,000. It's just a logistical, it's slower. So if you're in Greene County, they're not going to have this press conference. But I do think for like a Milwaukee or Waukesha missed their deadlines in a previous election. So they had the same challenges we have. So it's more of a large, small county thing. Yeah.
Is the county or city doing any outreach to some of those overseas voters or people who are maybe...
You're right here at it, Brian.
This is it.
Yeah. No, actually, it's funny because we have a lot of security features on our website and other things where I've had complaints from overseas voters that they can't see the results. And I'm like, where are you? Well, this is a couple years ago. We're in Moscow. Yeah, you're not supposed to see it. All the Moscow addresses are blocked. All the North Korea, anything. We have all these security features on that as well. So it's interesting being an overseas voter sometimes with Dane County. Any other questions? Because otherwise, I think we're going to go check out the actual ballot printing, and we'll be here for a little while. That sound good? Immediately. Everyone, I know you got to think about who you're going to vote for, so don't just fill in an oval and send it back, but don't let it sit there. And then part of this is I worry is that there's spring break. People are going on spring break. I get it. But mail it. If you see it, don't leave it. Fill it out, then go on spring break. That's a real thing. So both locally, that's important because people go out, leave town. But then if you're out of state, like if you're in Alaska, part of it is they've done these tests on the mail, and it's like some places it can take forever. Other places it's not that bad. I don't have a good map for that, but so just turn it right away. All right, Andrew, you want to take us somewhere?
Yeah.
And